In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Permission to go back in time? That's all I'm asking for. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Friday. And yeah, I'm traveling back in time. And I can tell you the exact date we are going back to. Monday, September 3rd, 2007. I was in Clemson, South Carolina. They had already started. We didn't know the permanence that this was going to take. But I'm going back now almost 12 years. September will be 12 years. And I had gone to, where had I been? Maybe Auburn and Kansas State had played that previous Saturday, and I'd gone to that game as well as a Georgia Tech game. So I was able to hit two games that day. But then on Monday, on Labor Day, the ACC was one of their first examples planting that flag. And we've talked about that, that when the NFL was forced to move the Super Bowl because of the tragedy of 9/11, of course, the NFL is as cold and bottom line and opportunistic as any business, any corporation that exists. And they realize that, oh, because of this awful tragedy, one of the worst things to ever happen on American soil, they negotiated with the I think it was the United States Used Car Dealers Association, whoever had the Superdome the following weekend for their convention. The NFL was like, we're pushing everything back a week. We want it. Here's a – and. You can make a deal with a used car salesman, okay? So that was kind of interesting. But they made the deal. They moved it back, and it was in February. Oh, it's February sweeps. And they realized that that was a ratings and TV revenue bonanza. And at that point, I went on record. I was like, I know how greedy and bottom line the NFL is. It would surprise me if that Super Bowl ever is played in January again because you don't get the same TV ratings credit for it. Well, part of that was the NFL actually starting their season a week late. And they have dressed that up a little bit, so it's not a full week late. That's when, I want to say, 2002, maybe. It was the first time that we had the Thursday night NFL kickoff celebration. And it's kind of neat because college football and the NFL, there is no commissioner of college football, but there is for the NFL, and they don't talk. All right, whoever would be, you know, the powers that be. I don't know who Mark Emmert? It's almost a cartoon character. So whoever it would be in the NCAA, let's just pick someone. It's these two ladies and that guy, and they're the three-team voting commissioner board of college football. Put Condoleezza Rice on there. So if that was in place, they still wouldn't speak with each other. Not the NFL and college football. But they also kind of keep an eye on one another, and they have allowed each entity to kind of settle into their place that opening week. The NFL said, we're going to take that Thursday night. College football's invariably, folks, go back and look. That Thursday night that the NFL has their giant concert celebration, Super Bowl champion, here's your rings, and go out and play somebody. When they have that Thursday night game, it's the one Thursday night all year where college football says, hey, we cool. We good. And they don't put any marquee games on that second Thursday for them, which is the opening night of the NFL season. Well, the NFL backed off of Labor Day night. ACC, we'll take it. And it's the same thing. Major League Baseball, go look. Once the NFL starts playing and there is Monday night football, go look at Major League Baseball's schedule on Mondays in September. They do the same thing. It's not like Rob Manfred calls Roger Goodell, hey, are y'all still going to do Monday Night Football? Going back to commissioners before Rob Manfred, baseball looked around and realized we're getting crushed in ratings and attendance and everything else because it's Monday Night Football and it's the NFL. Go look at Major League Baseball schedules. The off night that is usually on Thursdays in April, May, June, July, and August, the off night now becomes Monday. And if you're not off that day, go look at September Major League schedules. There might be five games on a Monday, like four of them are day games because they don't want to go head-to-head. So these other sports do acknowledge. And college football, and in particular the ACC, has said, oh, yeah, the first Monday in September, we'll take it. So back on Monday, September 3rd, 2007. I drive up to Clemson that afternoon, and I park in a graveyard. At least that's what I thought, because I had a parking pass, and I know Clemson really well. I bet you before that night, I bet you I had been to, I don't know, 25 games in that stadium. I mean, over years and years and years. And so I knew my way up there, but I'd never, for whatever reason, I never had a media parking pass. And so I was following the directions, and there, this was pre-Waze. I had something called a Garmin, or maybe it was a TomTom. Was that the old plug into the lighter? And okay, folks, I paid like $350 for what Waze will give you for free right now. I remember going to Best Buy. In fact, I can tell you exactly when I did it. I was calling a state championship game down in Cairo, Georgia. Jarvis Jones was playing that day. And it was Cairo versus Carver Columbus. And so I was driving down to Cairo. I lived in Georgia all my life. I was like, if I leave for Cairo without really good directions, they'll never find me again. I'll be D.B. Cooper. David, do you know who D.B. Cooper is?
I do not.
Okay, internet. Fascinating story. I may lose you for the rest of today. All right, D.B. Cooper. I honestly could have just vanished into thin air. And so I went out and paid like $300. I went to either Walmart or Best Buy. I paid $349 for a plug in the cigarette lighter and mount on the dash little GPS. So I'm going up to Clemson, and I follow my TomTom or whatever into a graveyard. I didn't know immediately where I was, but then I was like, oh, this is what I've heard about all these years. I just never parked there. Cemetery Hill. It is just up the hill on the home side of the stadium. Yes, up, not the hill they run down. Like if you were to exit on the 50-yard line through the wall of the stadium and keep going, the graveyard's over there. And it made things clear. Because being at practice at Clemson, I had seen over the years, again, several times, the graveyard that they had beside the practice field. Tombstones for any ranked opponent that Clemson beats on the road. They'll put a tombstone up. If they ever beat South Carolina, they'll put a tombstone up. That one will be, now your garden variety tombstone, gray. And that's a lot of them there. When they go on the road and they beat number 13 Virginia, yeah, I'm picking an example. Graveyard, tombstone, boom. When they beat South Carolina, it's black granite. And the numbers and letters and everything is etched in orange. Well, the biggest credit I can give to Dabo Swinney is that they now have a new classification for their national championships tombstones. And they have installed their new one, singing the praises of last year's Clemson team, and it actually says 15-0, best ever. Folks, I'm starting to feel like one SEC athletic director is in for a huge surprise, and that'd be Greg Byrne. And I'm starting to feel like even with Bama as his alma mater, Dabo ain't going anywhere anytime soon. He has it better at Clemson now than he would if he returned to Tuscaloosa. Now, I can give you the details that I saw on, what is it, Friday? Maybe Monday or Tuesday? They got a commitment from, like, the number 18 recruit in America. They just got another commitment from, I think, the number 20 recruit in America, and this guy's a lineman, which you never have enough of. You know, Mitch Hyatt was one of the most highly recruited offensive tackles coming out of high school, and he starts 4 years off to the NFL. They plug in, I guess, Jackson Carman is going to be there, the kid that was an Ohio State commit, Big Five, and winds up going to Clemson. I could give you all those details, but they're just details, because whether it's Jackson Carman or Dexter Lawrence or Trevor Lawrence or whomever else, the kid changes. The details, the position, the height and weight, all of that stuff changes. But it's just the details that change. The overall assessment, it ain't changing at all. Now, let me go back to this Tuscaloosa scenario, because that's what we're – everybody. You ask a stranger on the street who's just a casual fan of just sports. Hey, do you follow college football? Who's Alabama going to replace Nick Saban with? Even that person. Oh, Dabo. All right, like you land in the Beijing airport, walk up to somebody, get a translator. Who will Alabama replace Nick Saban with? In Chinese, you'll hear back Dabo. Actually, you probably just hear Dabo with a Chinese accent. Everybody, that's the first button we push. And I will tell you, it would be awesome for Dabo and his family for 1,000 reasons. But he also knows no matter what he realistically accomplishes in Tuscaloosa, he would never be more than the third best coach in school history. Oh, and you're following that guy. Oh, and it's Bama, and whether you went there or not, ask Ray Perkins. Crowd can turn on you. Ask Mike Shula. Crowd can turn on you. Ask Mike DeBose. It's Bama. And you can go, I came up, hand of the Lord. When I was making my notes, sketching out things for today, I was like, come up with a fanciful scenario. And I'm reading straight from going 11-1, but losing to Auburn, Bill Curry. He started out 11-0, had them number two in America, lost to Auburn. Do you remember his quote? He was asked how Alabama fans get their point across, and he says, oh, they get their point across with Mr. Brick. Bill Curry had a brick thrown through his window. 11-0, but then lost to Auburn? Screw you, Bill! One of the nicest men I've ever met in my life. None of that's going to play well with the Houndstooth crowd. And there's just 10 other reasons. But the equal reason to all of that combined, that Greg Byrne may have a surprise if his first choice is our first choice, Dabo, is because Swinney's got Clemson turned into a freight train right now. And by my estimation, at this very moment, they're actually at their highest point under Dabo. This has permanence, folks, as much as you can predict that in sports. And ever so often, even the alma mater gets the stiff arm. Yo, Louisville, what's up? Yeah, because your coach chose to stay at Purdue rather than go home. So we all think, oh, two-foot putt, slam dunk, Grant, whatever it is you want to come up with the sports analogy, Greg Byrne may found out differently.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379.
This is James Laura, managing partner of Alexander Shannara & Associates. As a fan of college football, you know the Southeast is filled with teams who excel at and are serious about their craft. The same can be said about our firm's legal team. With offices in five states, including Atlanta, Georgia, our local teams of all-star attorneys are here to serve you. Whether you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident or hurt by a defective product or drug, at Alexander Shannara & Associates, we prove it. Visit us online today at alexandershannara.com.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Dickey Broadcasting is a proud supporter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And through programs like Team and Training, the Society helps over 3,000 athletes a year accomplish their goal of training and completing an endurance event, including marathons, triathlons, and cycling events. The Team and Training program is open for everyone and has raised almost $1 billion to fund leukemia and lymphoma research since its inception. Visit teamandtraining.org/GA and hit the Tell Me More button. Help save lives 1 mile at a time.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Are we all aware of the level of weirdness with the Florida Gators schedule this year? And that's the best word I can come up with. And I will give full credit. This was not my idea. I was asked about this a couple of days ago. Hey, what do you think about the Florida schedule? I was like, okay, well, where's the FSU game? And I was like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. What do you think of their schedule? And I said, okay, well, you've lost me here. I said, look at the breakdown. Look at the composition of their schedule and tell me what you think. And so I went and looked, and I think for the first time, the first thing that jumped off the page to me, I went to FBSschedules.com, which is two things. First of all, it's the most bottom line website you're ever going to see. You only get FBS schedules. Secondly, it is proof that we're out of good website names. But anyway, FBSschedules.com. So I go there and I pull up the Florida schedule, and the first thing that jumps off the page is, I believe, something I've never seen before. Florida has 3 off weeks. Now, if you go back about 4 or 5 years ago, I said that with the Cincinnati Bearcats because that was when Tuberville was still there. So this probably would have been, I'm going to say maybe 2014 maybe. Cincinnati had that weirdness of they were off week 1. They had a bye week. They were also off week 2. So it was like September 18th before they were playing a game. And everybody else was like, well, wait a minute, I'm 2-0. There was even one team that I think had played 3 games before them, because they played on that Thursday night. So Florida has 3 bye weeks, and they also play 2 FCS opponents, despite the biggest curveball that we never get from Florida. Florida always starts with UT Martin. Florida always starts with Towson or Savannah State or whomever else. This year they start with Miami. Woo, it's a new day in Gainesville. Then it's a bye week, and then it is UT Martin, and then a few weeks later it is Towson. 3 bye weeks, 2 FCS opponents. Oh, and they do have a neutral site game as well. Actually, 2 neutral site games. I don't know that I've ever seen that, not on a regular season schedule. 2 FCS opponents, 2 neutral site games, 3 bye weeks. That equals weirdness.
Are we aware that right now one of the best high school coaches in America is now out of a job?
Rush Probst, he's a scoundrel. He did it to himself.
Yeah, Rush Probst recently let go by the Colquitt County High School school board as they decided to let him go yesterday. He was placed on administrative leave about a month ago for
Colquitt
personal
County
reasons.
Colquitt County is a South Georgia highest classification football power, and he's actually won. Has he won 2 state titles down there?
2 state titles there.
He's
and
a coach.
He is a combined 229 and 51 in his career at Hoover and Colquitt County. But, Chuck, all of this being said, I look at this, and whatever he did, it was enough to warrant a school that nobody knew about. I don't even think anybody knew what Colquitt County was before Rush Probst even got there. And that needs to tell you something, that whatever he did was so much that they said, yeah, we can't keep this guy around anymore. But that being said,
what had Arkansas been before Petrino showed up? I mean, sometimes it's so bad that it doesn't matter. I mean, Louisville, they've jettisoned Denny Crum was there for like 20-whatever years. Petrino's better head coach. Yeah, they fired him.
Was it you that even said that with Petrino, that it was
he's the good version?
You know, yeah, it's like, hey, I might be a scumbag, but at least look at that guy. But the point of the matter is Rush, the thing is with people that can coach is that unless you do something so egregious and so over the top that it just cannot be defensible and you cannot be brought back, with enough time, you can come back. And I'm really betting and going on pretty good thought right here, Chuck, that this is not the last we've heard or even seen of Rush Probst. He will be back on a high school sideline somewhere, whether it be still here in the state of Georgia or back in Alabama, maybe in Tennessee, South Carolina, somewhere else. Somebody's going to look and say, yeah, that guy can coach. You know what? Maybe he's learned a few lessons. We'll bring him in.
Yeah, Camden County, Colquitt County has had intermittent, like big-time success. They did back in the like mid-60s to mid-70s, and then went down a period, and then they had a guy named Jim Hughes who was the head coach for almost 20 years. And did a tremendous job there, and then they went down again. And when you get programs that are used to, when you get the older folks in the community that remember the state title back in 1971, then you move on to a new coach. And Rush Probst was that new coach about a decade ago, and he delivered, but he is unemployed yet again.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-301-6087, 800-301-6087, 800-301-6087.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-603-6298. 800-603-6298. 800-603-6298. That's 800-603-6298.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it. That's what Living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, Live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The king of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
All week, all year, it is all college football on the Chuck Oliver Show. Welcome, Jackson, Mississippi. ESPN Jackson coming on board, I believe, last week. 46 affiliates now, 46 stations throughout the south part of the country, dealing out your college football conversation all week, all year. It is all we do. I'm going to promise you something. You can carve this in stone, folks. This is the 11th commandment. You know what don't play real well in Tuscaloosa? Context. When Alabama, and I'm just going to pick an example, when Alabama goes to Columbia back in 2010, and they get beat handily, you know what nobody in the Alabama fan base wanted to hear, or the Alabama administration, or the coaching staff, or anything else? Hey, that Lattimore, you got to understand, he's a heck of a freshman. Alabama had three running backs on last year's team better than Marcus Lattimore. All right, so context about, hey, I know Auburn came back, but they've got a Heisman Trophy winner quarterback. Context does not matter in Tuscaloosa. You either win or you don't. Our next guest has a tremendous article up right now we're going to talk about, and he details the context in Athens, Georgia, that their five losses the past 2 years have been to number 1, number 4, number 10, number 13, and number 15, and not one of those have happened in their own stadium. That's context. And that's where you look at the program and where Kirby has it, and you go, oh. And, folks, that's my professional analysis. Oh. The last step is where I don't care about context anymore. We lost, and we're not supposed to lose. And that's where Nick Saban has Alabama, and I promise you that is the last step where Kirby has the University of Georgia. I want to welcome him on right now, close personal friend of mine. You may know him on Twitter, on TV, on the radio, wherever, as Mr. College Football. You see him on the SEC Network, everywhere around as well. It is Tony Barnhart. Tony, welcome back. How you doing, brother?
What's up, King? It's Friday.
It really is. And I always say, Tony, there is never a part of the year where there's an off season. There's just the part of the year where we don't have games scheduled.
Exactly.
You had a sit-down, a Q&A with Kirby about the state of the program, and I have to imagine that his mindset kind of mirrors what I was just saying. He doesn't care how, quote, good the loss was. He don't want to lose.
No, and they, you know what's interesting is Chuck, you hear all the time from the Georgia people, well, we want to have a program like Alabama. Well, that happens. You know, context is a, you know, you and I believe in context. It's part of what we do, but the fan base doesn't. But yeah, I think Georgia's one of those. There's no doubt is that everything in Athens is on an upward trend. What is the recruiting classes have been 3-1-2, not bad. And I think Georgia's in a really good position. And, look, they're going to be favored to win the SEC East again. The only question that remains is can they beat Alabama when a championship's on the line? And that's what they haven't done.
Kirby is, you know, we're going down this resume, and it seems every offseason there's, you know, this box we check. Okay, now he's done that. He was able to kind of duck and dart a little bit other programs poaching his coaching staff until this year where he loses both coordinators. Now, that's just another December for Nick Saban, but it's the first time Kirby's had to do it. Talk about not just the hires and what you think of the promotions, but talk about Kirby having to go through that process for the first time because he didn't seem fazed at all. We all were panicking about it. Kirby's like, guys, I got this.
Yeah, well, first of all, he was around it for 11 years. with a guy who always had, he either had the names in a drawer or he had the guy already down the hall as a consultant or an analyst. And, you know, Saban was the guy who got out in front of this and was the first to really hire these guys to sit them in there to look at film. And if he needed them as assistants, he could pull them out. I think Kirby being around that, he understands a lot, and he understands this. There are a lot of really good football coaches in the world waiting on an opportunity, and there ain't many opportunities better than working for the University of Georgia. I don't think Georgia's ever going to get caught short of coaching talent because there's too much out there.
There's no reason to, you know, take swings at the old guy, you know, Mark Richt, who was there, because it was always really, really good with Mark Richt. But why has Kirby been able to almost instantaneously take Georgia to that level that, you know, me, you, every fan, we all talked about it for years. Hey, this is really good, but man, it's Georgia. Isn't there a next level? And Kirby came in, pushed that button, boom, next level. How has that happened so quickly?
It has happened, you know, it has happened the second year with a number of coaches who inherited talented rosters. Bob Stoops at Oklahoma comes to mind, Urban Meyer. Others like that, and it took them a year to put their stamp, to employ their vision. And Kirby had a clear, you know, let's think about Kirby. I think Kirby had a clear idea of what he wanted to be as a head football coach and what he wanted his program to look like. It just took him a year to get it implemented. And when he got it implemented, guess what? You got Sony Michel and Nick Chubb and a bunch of really, really good players to implement it.
I know that every game matters, and everything you do, man. I've talked about that concept a lot. As much as we mocked Derek Dooley at Tennessee, his whole message was, folks, everything matters. How you tuck your shirt in, do your schoolwork, walk across, it all matters. But I also know that, like, the Rose Bowl against Oklahoma, if you win, then there's something that you advance to, and I know that that wasn't the case at the Sugar Bowl. And even with no tangible, quote, prize for beating Texas, I've also been told by five different people – it killed Kirby how the team did not perform that night because it was an opportunity to go out there and show what you are. And Kirby said, Kirby's attitude is we reflected really poorly on ourselves.
Well, and in our conversation, I said, you know, isn't it? I mean, I tried to phrase the question in such a way, but hey, you know, these guys grow up and it's all about the playoff now in college football. And if you don't get to the playoff, it's hard to get the elite athlete excited. And he came right back at me. See, that's no excuse. You know, we had to lick our wounds. It wasn't good, but we should have gotten ready to play. We didn't prepare like we should. And that's on us. That's on the coaches. We're supposed to get guys ready to play. He said, we're playing Texas in the Sugar Bowl. He said, that should be enough.
Can I ask you, though, Tony, because, you know, I'm a man of a certain age, and I don't know what happened, but I came out of the womb going, when's the Iron Bowl? So I know what the Sugar Bowl means to me, and I know what it means to you, and by golly, I know what playing Texas should mean in a January 1st bowl game. Does the true freshman wide receiver from Norcross, Georgia, understand what playing Texas or playing in the Sugar Bowl is?
Doesn't have a clue. Does not have a clue.
That's too bad.
It is too bad. And he that was one of the things that Kirby said when we talked. He said, look, these guys don't look at the Sugar Bowl like you and I do because we grew up with it. If you couldn't play for the national championship and you played at Georgia or you played at Alabama, the next best thing to playing for the national championship was to go to the Sugar Bowl. It was a big deal. New Year's Day, you know, national TV audience. But that is the nature of the beast now with the elite athlete. He is growing up because we all do it. We all focus. 90% of our conversation is about the playoff. And that's where these guys are. And to me, you got to learn to live with it if you're going to recruit these elite athletes. And obviously, Georgia's going to do that.
So, I'm not going to ask you for a game prediction. So, what does Georgia have to do to catch Bama? They could have beaten Bama the past two times they played them.
No.
I'm not going to ask you for a game prediction for the SEC title game in December. But is there anything perceptible to you, who's covered the sport for, 40-whatever years, is there anything perceptible in Athens that's, quote, missing now? Because even Greg McGarrity, the AD, who had been loath to write checks, when Kirby showed up, he started writing checks.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's nothing missing. There's nothing that they need. But you know this, Chuck, as a former player, there is a skill. There is to close out games and to win the games when it's time to win the game. Okay, it's about when you get a team down, you don't let them back off the rope, and that's what Georgia did, and that's what Kirby said. Hey, we were there, all right, and we let them get back into the game. When Rodrigo, the game changed for the SEC championship. When Rodrigo Blankenship missed the field goal, which would have put him up three scores, the game changed. And Alabama, which is used to closing out games, said, okay, there's our opening. And they took advantage of it.
There ain't no doubt about that. You know, and it is, I guess, that's that last maybe brain cell, that very last one that says, yeah, a 3-touchdown lead. Let's make this a 5-touchdown lead and make this team want to give up the sport. And you're right that that's the moment they got to, and then they came up short. Tony, I always appreciate you making time for us, brother. Thank you so much.
Okay, Chuck. Take care.
All right, Tony Barnhart again, Mr. College Football. See him on the SEC Network, ESPN, all of that throughout the season. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Mr. CFB. And, see, I don't know. You can't practice that. You can't practice the – what do they call it in wrestling, the finishing move? Or was that Mortal Kombat? Finish him! Sweep the leg! Georgia didn't do that very last thing. And I swear, folks, I'm not going to belabor this, which means I'm going to, but it's really important stuff. I routinely, once every 3 or 4 months, there's something like this that comes up where it's that whole idea about everything matters, that, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I remember I was fortunate enough that that got through my brain when I was playing, so that when I was coaching years later, I remember telling kids that if you take a shortcut on the gassers, if, you know, we're running laps after practice and you cut it off about the 2-yard line and kind of cruise into the end zone instead of going around the pylon, how you do anything is how you do everything. That means that you are about shortcuts. That means you're about doing all the work to get like 98 of the yards down the field. We're running laps. And I was like, you just ran 98 of the yards. If you're going to cheat, only run 2 of the yards. I got a friend of mine, and she's a catch, and I don't know what in the world has gone her dating life, whatever, but she's a honey. And now she's probably 40 years old, and she's a senior executive at, can I name the company? Yeah, Home Depot. And she's making a pile of money, and she's a college graduate, got an MBA, good-looking lady, all of this stuff. And she's single. And I'm telling you, change some things. All right? Get out there. Change your approach. You have done the 98%. What's that last little 2%? And she's talking, well, am I single and am I going to get married and whatever else? And so she had an interesting comment, though, because she was dating a guy. And she's like, he checks a lot of the boxes, but I'm not going to settle. And I asked, I said, at you, because she's like 41 or 42 now. And she said, if I was going to, quote, settle, I could have done that when I was 25 and have 3 kids by now and live happily ever after. I've already done all of this, and now I'm going to settle? It's the exact same thing. I was like, you did 98% of the work. Why would you cut corners? Why would you round it off? Why would you not finish it? You know what Georgia did in the national championship game? I mean, I know you can't have more than 100% of anything, but, brother, they had a lead in overtime. You see those stat graphs now, and I love them, that throughout a game, you see the little EKG pointing to what is likely to happen. I have to imagine after Georgia already put 3 on the board and it was 2nd and 26, what is that, the ESPN StatCaster or whatever, the win probability? I'm going to bet you that the win probability was like 98-point-something%, just like cutting it off at the 2-yard line. 98%. How about this? I mentioned earlier, like, Jeff Brohm's at Purdue. Now, Jeff Brohm would never say this, and he shouldn't because he's a head coach. But I'll use this example because I know Mike Dubinsky, the athletic director there. If you were able to drop Mike into a room of truth, hey, if Jeff Brohm only gets the program to 98% of what it's capable of, Mike would cut me off and say, I'll take it flying. If I could get Purdue to a 9-3 – 10-2 sort of program,
and never win a division, never win a conference title, never win a national title. Never do that. 9-3, 10-2. There would be a Brom, like on Jeff Brom Way, there would be a Jeff Brom statue leading up to Jeff Brom Field at whatever stadium it is. At Purdue? Heck yes. At Georgia, when your goal is to beat Alabama and win national championships, 98% don't mean anything. And that's exactly what Kirby is saying there. Now, the follow-through on that, I got no idea. I mean, it's one more rep. It's one more gasser. It's one more film that you're going to watch before that week's opponent. It's whatever. That's up to Kirby and the players and the coach, everybody else to decide. But I love that Kirby has acknowledged, like, we didn't finish. That's a quote from Tony's article. We didn't finish. Alabama, you know what they do? They finish. At least in the SEC, they did. Remember asking Nick Saban at Media Days, you were 14-0, you lost on that last second touchdown, last second, to 1 second left with Deshaun Watson. Was that acceptable? Nope. God bless Nick Saban. He said we got 98% of the way there, and 98% just doesn't get it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-262-4182. 800-262-4182. That's 800-262-4182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7.
Call 800-674-9903. 800-674-9903. 800-674-9903.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Dickey Broadcasting is a proud supporter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And through programs like Team and Training, the Society helps over 3,000 athletes a year accomplish their goal of training and completing an endurance event, including marathons, triathlons, and cycling events. The Team and Training program is open for everyone and has raised almost $1 billion to fund leukemia and lymphoma research since its inception. Visit teamandtraining.org/GA and hit the Tell Me More button. Help save lives 1 mile at a time.
Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Do you know what happened for the first time ever? In 1892, on December 24th, 1892, now I don't know if there was just a dearth of entertainment options on Christmas Eve in Charleston, South Carolina, but on December 24th, 1892, South Carolina took the field for the very first time ever as a football team, and they got beat by Furman, 44-0. That was December 24th, 1892. Do you know what happened for the first time ever on January 2nd, 1995? Was that 103 years later? South Carolina won its first ever bowl game. And I remember I want to say it was Spurrier's first ever SEC Media Days. It was before the 05 season. He had walked away from Florida. I mean, he should have. He's like, I guess whatever. What was it? 10 wins isn't enough anymore. 11, whatever. He goes off to the NFL, and I'll give him so much credit in the world because, you know, well, there's a line. And I can't remember where the movie it was in. But I remember sitting in a theater, and I heard this line. I was like, man, that's significant. Currency, when it comes to how you spend gold coins, money, stocks, bonds, whatever, respect is the ultimate currency. Steve Spurrier respects himself. And he wasn't going to put up with, you know, backlash from a fan base over going, you know, 10-2 or 11-2 or whatever. So he takes off for the NFL. Then he wasn't going to put up with bad performances from himself. And he walked away from that contract after, I think it was 2 seasons in the league. He's like, yeah, I'm not good at this. So they hire him in 2005, and he's at his first SEC Media Days. And somebody asked him about what the goals were there. And he said, win championships. Same as everywhere. He says, now, this is his exact words. If you look at the history of South Carolina football, it's not so super duper. Said that the trophy case has a lot of room in it. For a team that didn't go to a bowl game at all until 1946, didn't go back again until 1969, didn't win a bowl game until 1994, yeah. I think his summary was accurate. History hadn't been so super duper. Then Will Muschamp arrived. And it's not like it's the salad days, the 2010 to 13 window, where South Carolina under Spurrier not only won its only SEC championship to this point, they'll win another one at some. See, like with Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt's never, ever, 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 if they play football for 100 million years and they get to play 12 on a side, like they get to use a Canadian Football League playbook, I don't expect Vanderbilt will ever win an SEC East. But South Carolina did, and it wouldn't surprise me. They win a ton of them. They did it in 2010. Then they won 11 games each of the next 3 years. Folks, that's high cotton in Columbia. And then we know what happened, and then recruiting was never at an elite level, but when you're getting a Clowney, when you're getting a Lattimore, when you're getting an Alshon Jeffrey, when you're getting a Stephon Gilmore, Devonta Holloman, and all of those guys, you're getting NFL players to play college games for 3 or 4 years. And that's how you win in college. You get an NFL guy, and for 3, 4, maybe 5 years, he helps you win games. All those guys are gone except for Pharaoh Cooper, and it was a disaster, and Spurrier walked away. And again, I give him credit for that. He's like, I was the best guy for the job. Now I'm not. So when Will Muschamp arrived, it was a grease fire. And he got him to a bowl game. And they lost one of the most entertaining bowl games of the season, but they did lose. That's not good enough. Last season, 8-4 regular, in the regular season, head down to the Outback Bowl
second half turns into a turnover fest, and Michigan is on the losing end of a 26-19 score. Will Muschamp just got South Carolina to the 9-4 mark. Last year, 6-6, not where they wanted. Another bowl game, though, and one of the worst bowl performances. Like, they played worse against Virginia than Alabama did against Clemson. 28-0, they lose in the Belk Bowl in a game where they just weren't inspired, weren't up for it, and that's on the coaches and the upperclassmen. So that is the face of South Carolina football leading up to Will Muschamp being hired and where it is now. And you're thinking, wow, 6-6, 8-4, 6-6, I don't know what we're doing. We're treading water. I promise you, you're not. I promise you that South Carolina might be the best example, certainly in the SEC, maybe in college football, of I know you're better. It may not reflect it in the records. If you look at South Carolina as they're heading into spring practice, look at the biggest objectives for Will Muschamp. Now, he's never been able to figure out He's never been able to get consistent play from his safeties. And that really has surprised me because that's what he knows best. It's secondary, well, defense, let's drill down, secondary, specifically safeties. He knows that, I promise you. He's got the X's and O's. He's cracked that code. So they want to get that, and part of it is health. Part of it is the abilities of the players, but part of it's health. So they want to get all that settled. But the biggest questions heading into this year, you still want to generate pass rush. And they've had a devil of a time doing that, and you're not going to win unless you get good pass rush consistently. But other than, I don't know, who's the number two quarterback? Do you realize how absurd of a scenario it is to look at the South Carolina program and go entering spring practice, maybe their second biggest concern is, hey, who's our two at this spot on the depth chart? They are better, and I mean a lot better. You couldn't tell it by the record this year, and I can't promise you will this year, but if you're a South Carolina fan, your program is in good hands.
Debt reduction depends on creditors' balances and payments, client testimonials, or dramatizations.
If you owe $10,000 in credit card debt and your minimum payments siphon away your paycheck each month, you can get debt-free in less time than you think.
I've paid $800 a month for the past 3 years and haven't changed the balance on my credit cards.
Get debt-free now has a program to reduce your debt, stop the harassing phone calls, avoid financial ruin, and settle for less than you owe.
I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
You're pre-approved for our special hardship program if you owe $10,000 or more. Call Get Debt Free now to resolve your debt once and for all.
My family no longer has 20 years of payments ahead of us at 20% interest.
There's no fees until you see results. Make one monthly program payment and free up your cash. Call 800-834-2933. 800-834-2933. 800-834-2933.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-477-6061. 877-477-6061. 877-477-6061.